show your love right now for a comedian extraordinaire. He will be making an appearance on the new Ricky Smiley sitcom coming up on TV One, man. Better known as Twistical.
I think they're running promos for that already.
Are they?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, no. All right, give it up a special game. Yes.
Great.
He's dressed really nice today, Gary, so don't talking about that man clothes. I don't appreciate it at all.
From the episode of the show.
Uh-huh. That's right. I got some new stuff from TJ Maxx.
I like the wrinkles on the front of your jeans.
Mm. Yeah, well, thank you. That's by design.
And about the shirt.
Now, anyway, hey, man, thank everybody for all your nice comments on Twitter, man, who saw Bounce TV last night, Uptown Comic, man. I'm always nervous when I'm on TV, but I think it came off pretty well. I think it came off pretty well, man.
I keep telling you, man.
So I appreciate all the nice little tweets that we got last night. My camp really appreciates that.
Yo, camp.
You got a camp?
Yeah, me and my wife and the kids.
They work at your social network for you.
Does your wife think you're funny?
No.
No, she don't.
Like, my sister doesn't think I'm funny. Does your wife think
I mean,
you're funny?
I think she kind of not really, because we've been together so long that she knows the real me, and she's like,
she sits out there and she be like, that was good.
She think Ricky's really funny.
She's not a laugher, though. She don't be like,
do your mom and them laugh out loud at you?
Oh, yeah. My family's silly. My
wife think Ricky is funny. She's a big fan of his, because I get tired of hearing about it all the time. Anyway, that's another story for another day.
She takes you about 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's another story for another day. Let's get into this top five, man. Let's get into this top five. Anyway, the top five today is sponsored by the Lee Family Cemetery and Chinese Buffet.
The what?
The Lee Family Cemetery and Chinese Buffet. All these combos, man. Their motto is, as we drop your loved one in the hole, have some Kung Pao chicken and all-you-can-eat egg rolls.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you get some Chinese food at the funeral.
You're feeling a lot better after that screen.
Today's top five are from my favorite show, the top five things that are least likely to happen on the season finale of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Number five, Beyonce meets Stevie J at the VMAs and divorces Jay-Z to be with him.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably not going to happen. Number four, it's revealed that Mama D is really James Brown, who has revealed faked his death to beat child support.
That's wrong.
Nope. Number three, Carly discovers that she really isn't that into Benzino once she meets Russell Simmons.
They kind of like the same.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a little opportunistic relationship there. Number two, Rashida and Kirk happen to meet Precious backstage at the Soul Train Awards, and she hugs them both really hard, crushing them to death.
Who does?
Rashida and Kirk.
Why Rashida had them towels out there? Them towels on that coffee table. When they were talking, she had folded them towels. She had them towels folded. She ain't put them up yet. I would have put them up before they started filming. So then put these towels in there. Put these towels in the bathroom.
And the number
right
one
there.
Thing least likely to happen on the season finale
she
of...
had a housework on the set?
The number one thing least likely to happen on the season finale of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Jocelyn puts together a string of monster hit songs, winning 9 Grammy Awards that make her the biggest pop star in the world.
Excuse me. You work with Stevie J. When I say you work with Stevie J, Stevie J, that you don't make fun of me, okay? You do this too much. You run your mouth too much. You talk too much, okay? And really, both of us are caught up, okay? I'm her, you her, everybody, and I really, really, really sorry, okay?
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.